Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And good afternoon to Dinah Roberts. How are you?
Good afternoon, Graham. I'm good, thank you.
All right, okay. Enjoying the autumn, are you?
Yes, I've had a nice, pleasant, busy week.
What have you been doing then?
Well, last night I was at the Yvonne Arno at an awards ceremony. Now, okay. It has been said I will go to the opening of an envelope. Last night I did.
opening of several envelopes.
Several envelopes, yes. Yeah. This was our Guildford in Bloom awards. And it was amazing. I mean, it's grown so much over the last few years. And we filled the stalls completely.
Really?
With people that had gone in
And the quality of the entrance this year?
Oh, it was stunning. I mean, some of them would have held their own at Chelsea.
You know, really?
Just absolutely beautiful.
Right.
So people are so clever and spend so much time on it. And when they win something, you can just so tell that it means a great deal.
Mm.
And we've got a team of volunteer judges who go around judging and everything. And we had Joe Talbot comparing it and lots of other people involved. And there was the kids there from the school's competition, which was really great. So that was absolutely lovely. Really, really good night. I would, for next year, anybody who's listening who's involved in Bloom in their area, other than Guildford, if you can let us know about it, because I've got a little idea about promoting all of them together as a package.
Oh, that's a blooming good idea.
The trouble is I can never get in touch with someone from another in Bloom, and all the ideas I've got of promoting it are just Guildford, and that doesn't work in the media. It doesn't work with Surrey-wide media. I need something a bit wider. So if you're doing an in Bloom, please let me know. It doesn't have to be a big competition. Could just be an event during the summer, but let us know, please. And moving on to that, I've got an event here that is, you haven't got much longer to get to see it. It closes on the 23rd of September, very linked to in Bloom. It's a lady called Jane Wormell, and she does botanical landscapes, and they're on display at the new Ashgate Gallery in Farnham, which is a delightful, gorgeous little gallery. They're open every day of the week, 10 till 5, and it's free to go in. Now, Jane works from a studio in North London where she's created a flower-filled courtyard garden, and her work encompasses small, intense studies of individual plants and large, expansive canvases of hedgerows and flower borders. And she's driven by her love of plants and the English landscape. Now, I love actually flower painting, especially when it's accurate, the botanical painting. She works in oil on linen, building up layers of colour to create carefully constructed, highly detailed paintings. And she's an obsessive gardener and never more happy than when she's sitting with a cup of tea and a seed catalogue amongst her plants. Well, I go with a cup of tea sitting amongst the plants, but I don't think I'd know what to do with the seed catalogue. Anyway, it's on till the 23rd, and it's a delightful little gallery, so do go along and have a look. Another heads up, it's nearly over, is the Surrey Sculpture Trail at RHS Garden Wisley. That's on until the 24th of September. That, again, Wisley's open every day, and they've teamed up every year with the Surrey Sculpture Society, and it's one of the largest sculpture trails in the country, and it marks the 20th anniversary of the Surrey Sculpture Society this year and their collaboration with Wisley. And there are over 80 inspirational sculptures showcased within the tranquil surroundings of the beautiful RHS Wisley Gardens. There's a mixture of contemporary and traditional sculptures skillfully crafted by gifted professionals and emerging artists using a broad range of materials, including stone, metal, glass, resin, ceramic and wood. And I was very lucky because I was at Wisley yesterday and I saw a few of them. I didn't go right round the garden. I was actually at the launch of their new tropical garden, which
All
is
right.
beautiful. Now, sad to say, the weather was not on my side to recreate the tropical atmosphere.
No.
But this is Surrey. This is not the tropics. But it's absolutely stunning. I would love to go back on a really hot day because you would just feel like you're on the south of France
really?
Or in Spain. It's beautiful.
Clever
so they
stuff,
had Sophie Raworth there cutting the.
Oh, did they? All right.
Ribbon, yeah. Well, it wasn't very a ribbon, good. It was like a big swag of all beautiful flowers.
Oh,
I don't
clever.
Know how she managed to cut
How'd
that.
She cut that?
She untied
it's
it. But hey,
cheers.
It looked brilliant. Yeah, I think so, yeah. But well worth a look. Haven't mentioned Polston Lacey for a while. They're just about to launch a new exhibition and series of shows called Beer to Champagne, The Rise of the Sparkling Socialite. And this is going to be on now until the 30th of November. It's part of their autumn programme, celebrating Maggie Greville's social rise from quiet beginnings as the illegitimate daughter of a Scottish beer baron and her transformation into the darling of Edwardian social scene.
It's really quite a story. story, hasn't it?
It is, yes.
And you read it all up.
I just love her taste.
Yeah.
The amount of bling in that place.
I know.
That lady had taste. And it also, some of the exhibition goes through the three most important men in her life, her father, who was a self-made millionaire, quiet but fiercely ambitious, and her husband, Captain Ronald Greville, who she was pretty much heartbroken and almost like disappeared off the scene once he'd passed away, and all the rest of her life. And it's going through the Polesden Lacey as the country retreat and party house, which she bequeathed to the National Trust in memory of her husband in 1942. And you need to go in the room that is said to be fit for a Maharaja.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing going round there. You can really step back in time, can't you? And looking out over those marvellous views.
Oh, the views. I mean, you could easily spend a day in there. If you like walking as well, you can go for such a lovely walk. And the shop's amazing with lots of really good crafts. And the restaurant is superb. A lot of the stuff they serve actually comes from Polesden Lacey. It hasn't even gone 10 miles. And you can so easy do a day there. Particularly if, you know, you've got little kids and you want them to go running
off. Oh, yes,
off
plenty to do, isn't there?
And if you like gardens, the gardens are amazing. There is a hell of a lot to do, but I do love going in the house. I love the bling room. I really do love the bling room. And talking of tours and walking around, there's a new series of tours. This is the first one, which is happening on the 21st of September, and I will be bringing you more as they tell me about them. This one links Denby's Wine Estate over in Dorking and the Light Box in Woking. It takes place on 21st, a meeting at 9:30 at the Light Box. The cost is £35, but it includes going by coach to Denby's Wine Estate for a guided vineyard tour and wine tasting, then returning to the Light Box for a light buffet lunch, followed by a guided tour of their Is There Still Life in Still Life Gallery with artwork from the Ingham Collection. And the tour concludes at 3:30, and the price includes lunch, transportation, attraction entry and the tour.
Very good.
So that's actually quite a bargain, isn't it?
That's a good bargain.
And it's also, if you're thinking, when you hear me talk about Denby's and Lightbox and all the other places, like, you know, oh, I'd love to do that, but I never get round to it. Well, this is a package. You rock up and they take you. And
it just takes care of you, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So well worth it.
No excuses.
No excuses whatsoever. Now, so many events have a charity angle, and here's one here, a fundraising fun retro gaming night at Cranley Arts Centre. And what I like about this one is it's actually aimed at the 14 plus, but I can imagine people in their 30s and 40s quite liking this too. It's £5 admission on the 21st of September, and the trustees of Cranley Arts Centre have got a fundraising event where you come together, meet new people and play games of the 90s. Using authentic consoles. Oh, wait for this. Using authentic consoles, including the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the Mega Drive, the Nintendo 64, and the Tuck Shop will be open, serving a variety of snacks and cold beverages.
Wow.
Ages 14 plus. Now, I can see a lot of people going down memory lane to those big clunky games that were so the in thing way back in the day.
I know.
Look how far we've come. So I
remember
think that's
the Nintendos.
Cool.
Yeah, my kids had that. Yeah.
Anyway, in May each year, Trinity Folk Festival takes place in St Mary's Church. And one of the very, very popular acts from this year was Lucas Drinkwater. So Trinity Folk Fest are doing a little special pop-up event at the Keep Pub on the 22nd of September. Tickets are just £7, available from Guildford Tourist Office. And they've got Lucas Drinkwater plus support acts performing in the intimate setting of the Keep. Booking is essential. It's a small venue, so space is limited. And they do have over 60 gins, which should see you through any performance.
Wow.
I would have thought
60 gins.
Exactly. From gin to wine, Vantage Point events have the Dorking Wine Experience at Dorking Halls, taking place on the 22nd and 23rd of September. This is the last of their events this year. They did one in Farnham, one in Guildford, and now we've got the Dorking Wine Experience. They've got over 140 international wines, including champagnes, carvers, proseccos, English sparkling wine, still wines at various different price points. Lots of experts there to talk you through it. There's stuff from Aubrey Vineyard, Blackdown Ridge, Greyfriars. There's going to be a local gin bar, and a local beer and cider will be available for the non-wine drinkers. And at the event, a tasting measure of wine costs a minimum of one token. So tickets are available at vantagepointevents.co.uk. Another reminder, I know I've mentioned this, but it is so close to my heart. The Fountain Centre Fashion Show at the Mandalay. This is on the 23rd of September. It's at 7:15 in the evening. Adult tickets are £20. Children under 12 are £10. Now, this is raising money for the Fountain Centre, which is based at St Luke's Cancer Centre in Guildford. It's a fashion show where you can get discounts off the clothes that are shown, so you can take it at face value if you like. But all of those models are either having cancer treatment right now or they're in recovery. It is one of the best nights of the year for them because it's such a confidence build and it's such a really good cause, and we need to make some extra money. So, and there'll be firemen dressed up in their uniforms. So what's not to love? There's a raffle and other fundraising activities.
Steady on.
Tickets available through the Fountain Centre. This is another reminder because, again, I've mentioned this before, but it's getting close now. 23rd of September is the Wey River Festival. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Fingers crossed that the sun shines again as they welcome boaters and visitors alike to celebrate everything that is great about the river. There's going to be plenty to do, such as willow weaving, a climbing wall, bouncy pirate boat, Surrey wood turners, plenty of crafts and children's activities. And there's going to be foodie stalls with local jam and honey, as well as things to eat. Of course, the highlight of the day is the illuminated pageant at dusk, with boats travelling from the centre of Guildford to Dapdew Wharf brilliantly lit up and serenaded by the Croydon Steel Orchestra. And while you wait for their arrival at Dapdew and experience the sky at night with Guildford Astronomical Society through their magnificent telescopes. One word of warning, parking is extremely limited. Recommend that you use public transport or park in town and walk down the towpath. Dogs on leads that are well behaved are very, very welcome.
Sounds good to me.
Which is good, isn't it? And 24th of September is the big Surrey Game and Country Fair at Loseley Park. Now, this is organised by the same people as the Surrey County Show. It takes place that one day from 9 in the morning until 5. And it's a real fantastic opportunity for families to experience rural life in Surrey. The fair brings together all manner of rural activities, including clay shooting, gun dogs, falconry, terrier racing, hounds, sheepdogs, vintage tractors, a food hall, food theatre, tractor and horse ploughing, and a spectacular main ring entertainment with something for all members of the family. They've got the Bob Hope Lamb National, which is the funniest thing that you will absolutely ever see, which is Herdwick sheep in their individual colours and wobbling jockeys tackling their own Grand National course. So lots of fun. And they've got names like Shergar and Red Ram. So corny, I love it. There's hound horse shooting, there's the Warren B Gun Dogs, Huxley's Falconry Team, the Food Hall, which is even bigger this year apparently and incorporates the food theatre, and their visitors sample a whole range of food and drinks grown, reared, brewed and caught or baked in Surrey. So really local stuff. Shopping and rural crafts, family dog show returns as well with classes for every size and shape of dog. And dog agility. And then there's also the Surrey County Ploughing Match, which takes place at Eashing Farm in Godalming, to just a short drive from Loseley, which is an unmissable rural spectacle. They even have the horse-drawn ploughs as well, so it's amazing. It's one of those where you will have an advantage if you buy now and don't wait on the gate. Adults will be £8.50 if you buy now online at the Surrey County Show website, or £10 on the gate. Children aged 5 to 15 is £4.25 now, or £5 on the day. Family tickets are £23 now, or £27 on the day, and that's 2 plus 2. Seniors £7.60 now, or £9 on the day. And you can even buy your fare guide in advance for half price for £1 instead of 2. So well worth it. I think they've put a lot of thought into families going and the cost of that.
Good idea.
Still on food, because we're in harvest time, aren't we? Hazelmere have their food festival. This is from the 23rd of September. 12 years of tempting and tantalising your taste buds. They're coming back for more. It's 10 till 4 on the 23rd. And they're again going to be highlighting all that's great in local produce. The day features a packed programme of food demonstrations, stalls, children's entertainment, and much more. There's something for visitors of all ages with loads to taste, and it's free entry. What's not to love? Now, finally, if you go to one event that I've recommended, there is a special little mini fringe going on, and on the 23rd of September, there's the Laurel and Hardy Cabaret in the back room of the Star Inn. Now, Laurel and Hardy is the Laurel and Hardy stuff that's been going on in Guildford is by Lucky Dog Productions, and half of that Lucky Dog Productions is a guy called Philip Hutchinson, who is also the custodian of Guildford Castle, and he also does the ghost walks. Now, he's written all of this. He plays Oliver Hardy, and which was the big one? That was the.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stan and
no, Stan was the big one. Stan was the big one. So he plays Stan, and a guy called Tony plays
Ollie.
Ollie,
right.
And they look so much like them.
Really?
Now they've been up. They've done Brighton Fringe. They've done Edinburgh Fringe, and everybody just stops them and wants their photo taken
really?
With them
because of the likeness. And
they've even been out to America to places where Laurel and Hardy were.
No.
They met Stan Laurel's granddaughter or great-granddaughter. She passed away recently.
Right.
A very old lady. Yeah. I think it was his granddaughter.
Right.
They've done, you know, the film where they're getting a piano upstairs?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They've actually done that and had that film.
No.
They are so good, and it's also accurate. So nothing is supposition. If they can't prove it, they won't
include it. Right.
And they do all the dances. It is absolutely hysterical.
Brilliant.
Anyway, it's only £12. Taking place in the back room of the Star Inn. This is on the 23rd. It's only 8 till 9 as well, and you can get your tickets from guildfordfringe.com, and that's the Laurel and Hardy Cabaret. I've seen a couple of the ones that they've done, and they are hysterically funny and absolutely brilliant.
That's a great note to finish on, Diana.
Isn't it? Indeed.
A
bit Laurel and Hardy.
It's another great mess you got me into. Okay, Diana.
I do try, Graham.
Okay, thanks for all the advice. And if anybody wants to find out more,
they can go to visitguildford.com. They'll find all of that on there.
Look forward to talking to you next week.
See you next week, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.